The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Friday's Eve here. All three of us in the studio have a little dilemma going on. Let's discuss now. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez. This is the Dana Cortez Show.
You had a dilemma remembering your name.
I just was like, what day is it?
TJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
Anthony was a little flustered a couple of days ago. And my husband's been a little flustered too because it is getting cooler, right? And it gets darker at night and it's the same kind of...
Basically, we come in here early and it gets dark early. So I just feel like we're living in darkness.
I do. Not even just darkness, but I feel so like my sleep patterns are off. Oh. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because 6 p.m. is like 6 a.m. Sort of.
It's just the change of seasons.
I guess.
But also,
I guess.
We have irregular sleep patterns too, as like just what we do for work. Like, I feel like I'm never in a comfortable sleep pattern, which often worries me. I try to get 5 hours of sleep no matter what, but going to bed at a certain time is just something I can't do, which then there forces me to nap a lot.
Well,
so I'm a big nap.
Now that we've been doing mornings for I don't know how long. A long time now. There's one thing that every morning person that's ever been on the radio
tells
me.
What's that automatic? What?
You never get used to getting up early.
Never.
Ever.
Shout out to everybody who has to wake up at 4 or 3 a.m. Those are those weird hours to wake up.
There's somebody driving a truck or doing construction right now like, shut up! You guys got to sleep late. Give me a break. But anyway, I hope that you are getting the rest that you need. I let my husband DJ Automatic sleep a little later today. He actually said, oh, thank you so much. That felt good, right? Because you were so tired.
Dude.
Well, yeah. I'm beyond tired. I worked like 25 days straight.
I did the most washed thing yesterday.
What, Anthony?
I farted myself awake.
No!
You ever done that? You ever done that by accident?
You and my grandpa.
I know.
No, automatic farts me awake. I have to push him. How many times?
He's I'm like, so oh, tired, it doesn't wake
sorry,
me up.
Sorry.
I woke up and yelled at my dog right away.
It wasn't the dog.
Chill out.
What are you doing? Hey, calm down.
He was like, bro, that's you. Don't blame me. National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Cliche Day. So you have a favorite
there
cliche.
There you go. Blame the dog.
All right. We also got World Jellyfish Day. It's National Sandwich Day. But shout out to all the stay at home moms. It's National Housewives Day.
Hey.
That might be the hardest job. That's definitely harder than doing mornings.
You know what's interesting? I was talking to a group of my friends, and one of them stays at home. And all of us, when she left the room, were like, man, that's so tough. I look forward to coming to work to get away from my kids.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Where do your appliances go in the kitchen? HGTV thinks they've solved this question. Before I reveal their list, I want to have the discussion amongst ourselves.
Oh.
And this is a big deal. And Otto looks
What do you mean
confused.
It's a big deal?
Because we had a conversation with one of our friends here. He's one of the bosses in the building, Dion. And he thinks that the toaster goes inside your cabinets, whether on top or underneath. And my toaster's cute. I bought my toaster because it's aesthetically
Oh, he's one
pleasing.
Of those put away the toaster people.
And it does also do a beautiful job when toasting bagels or
does
toast.
Does it toast four at a time?
It toasts two at a time.
Oh, it's I don't that want fancy.
Big, yes, yeah. It's cute, dude. I don't do the four. And it's copper colored.
Okay.
It fits.
Where are you going with this? Because this is stupid.
The toaster, if it's pretty, can stay on the counter.
No, but what's your point?
Where do the appliances go?
Where do you feel the toaster goes, DJ Automatic?
Wherever my wife puts it, because she's the one who's in charge.
That's
you don't
right.
have no toaster passion, dude?
I have no passion for toasters.
If you ask me, like, if you're not going to be using a toaster, it's an appliance that definitely can go back into where it needs to go. It's not a microwave.
No,
you must have an ugly
the blender
one.
Goes away.
Hell yeah.
That's
I gotta,
right,
yo,
automatic.
First
That's
of all,
right.
I do got an ugly toaster. And it's not
I
about what the toaster looks on the outside. It's about what it can toast on the inside. All right? My toast still gets toasted. So,
do you clean the crumbs after you toast?
Hmm? Why are you getting personal?
That means no. Anthony doesn't clean the toaster.
That What's up, dude?
Because I never clean.
You got a wife, fool.
I know.
You know
I
you
never
clean
cleaned
yours.
I never clean
who
the crumbs.
Start with that, then,
who
dude.
Who cleans the toaster crumbs?
Dana Love.
And who yells after every time you make toast?
There were literally Bro, one little wait. Speck of bread, and she's like, oh, my God, you're ruining my kitchen.
A girl came over to my house and called me nasty because I didn't have hand towels. And then she goes, Anthony.
Did she lie?
No, she didn't. But also, she called me out because I only have one pair of scissors in my whole apartment.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know that women.
Well, there's only one person in there.
That's what that makes sense to me.
It well, doesn't matter.
Dana, how many scissors you got? You got one for the kitchen. You got one for everything,
kitchen,
right?
Kitchen, laundry room, upstairs, in his bag, in my top drawer, and in Ava's area too.
And they come in all shapes,
shape,
sizes, and forms.
Sizes.
Yeah, dude,
blades,
I got one
dude.
Pair of scissors, bro. One.
You,
pair of
you
scissors.
Know why Anthony had to admit that he's dirty? Because when Automatic went to his house one time to use a bathroom, Otto came home and said, "Damn, Anthony, he had hair all over his toilet." So.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Because you said that.
Nobody
to
me. Said.
Are you trying
nobody,
to start a fight here? I mean, this guy already put his fantasy football trophy behind him for the shot. Are you trying to start a fight here? Because I'm ready to fight him over there.
Maybe you'll win.
I don't know where appliances go, but that's where that goes. That's where that goes, right there. And that's where that stays.
Okay, let me give you the list now. Here is where your appliances go, according to HGTV. Your toaster, if used frequently, on the counter.
Okay.
If you don't use it frequently, put it away. Blender, if used frequently, goes on the counter. If you don't use it frequently, put it away.
This is a very PC answer, bro.
There's no definitive answer there.
HGTV, what do you want? They play both sides
of
the fence.
I want you to give us the hard facts, okay, Dana?
Okay. And then finally, your coffee pot always goes on the countertop. Don't ever put it away.
What if you use a craft?
What? A what?
I don't know, one of those little things that you put
it's called a French press.
Oh, or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Craft is.
It's like glass. Jeez. And then you put a little piece of paper in it and you put your coffee grounds
in
it.
It's so fancy he doesn't even know how to pronounce it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you're raising kids, don't you want to make sure they're successful?
Of course.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, in case you missed it, there is a woman named Esther Wojcicki. She's a writer, and she raised two CEOs and a doctor.
Oh.
And she said there's one unpopular thing she did as a parent, though, that she believes is why they're as successful as they are today. And I'm going to share it with you, okay? This is a great article, and I know all parents want their kiddos to be successful, so stand by for it. I go last. DJ Automatic, you're first.
So think about this before you pour that next drink. One out of every 8 deaths right now in America of working age people is caused by alcohol. It's caused by the booze.
Oh, fun sucker.
Yeah. This bombshell that was dropped by the CDC says that includes drunk driving, liver disease, excessive alcohol use between 2015 and 2019 actually went up and then got even higher during 2020 when we were in the pandemic. Right now, alcoholism is at an all-time high. And as someone who had a parent die from alcoholism, and Dana also had the man who raised her uncle die because of alcoholism, it's very real.
That's the first time you've ever mentioned your father passing here on the radio.
If you follow me on social media, I've talked about
it. It's hard, though. You know, when you talk about this, and I don't like to drink, and I'm someone who used to drink, but it's a great reminder of the suffering that alcohol caused in my family. And I've said this, and it's always shocking to people when they hear it. My grandmother always feared that my Uncle Frankie, because my Nana and my grandma raised me, would die with a cigarette in his hand. Like he would, and that's how he died, right? She wasn't there to watch him every night that he would go out and drink. She would stay awake all night. These are my childhood memories, because he would smoke and he would fall asleep with a cigarette, but she'd be there to take that cigarette away. And one night she wasn't there, and that's how he died. You know, and alcohol is poison, and everything in moderation. I get it, but it's a drug.
And yeah, no, it is. And you know, alcoholism at one point, it does become a disease where it takes over a person's body. And there are things such as like functioning alcoholics as well too. So that, and another thing that's impacting our community too is drunk driving. I've had more than a handful of friends who've lost their lives to drunk driving on that tip. And that doesn't even mean alcoholism. A lot of times that's people who don't go out a lot.
Just partying.
Just getting drunk. So y'all, like, smarten up.
I mean, I watched my dad drink from my entire life, and that's what was his demise. It would just be beer in the beginning, and then it turned into alcohol, and then it turned into lots of alcohol.
Mm.
That's just not good. Everything in moderation, my
friend. Yes. All right. Well, something that causes us to get anxious a lot is the worry of the upcoming week. All right. Mm-hmm. Some people call this the Sunday scaries. Some people call it the Sunday blues. But it's a Sunday afternoon and you start stressing out about all the stuff you have to do this week. Well, here's 3 things you should do to combat that. Number one, finish all your tasks for that Sunday. Okay. Before I hit brunch, I like to kind of knock out any task I may have, you know, make a little like Walmart run if I need to get any groceries for the week or stuff like that. So that's how I usually kick it off. Number two, start with some positive anticipation. Give yourself a little treat throughout the week. Like maybe take yourself to lunch. Something to look forward to will help you want to
kick. For Monday.
Yes.
Or you can just do what I do and just keep working every single day. And then Mondays don't even matter.
Dude, you're going to start drinking. Chill out, bro. Chill out, dude. All right. And write it down. All right. If you feel yourself just getting anxious or nervous or scared or whatever, just write down your emotions. Give yourself 20 minutes of free writing. And I guarantee you'll feel better by the end of that.
I love that. All right. So in case you missed it, there is a new article out by Esther Wojcicki. She's a writer and she raised 2 CEOs and a doctor. And she said this is the unpopular thing she did as a parent. She refused to helicopter parent. They must make mistakes. You can tell them, hey, don't do this. But kids have to learn their own lessons.
It's part of growing up.
It really is. But Otto, I have three daughters. You have one with me, Ava Maddock, and it's hard for you to allow her to make mistakes because you just want everything to be perfect. I'd rather have her do these little things now than go off to college and get all crazy on it.
I think when she was little, I was more worried about it, but now as she's gotten older and she's a young teenager, I definitely let her make her mistakes.
Here are simple everyday actions she would do. Have your children wake up on their own. Ding, ding. We've been doing that with Ava Maddock for a very long time.
Cap.
What?
You guys are like, you guys will call your daughter to make sure she's awake.
Yeah, but
like
she wakes up on her own. We call her 20 minutes later.
So. Okay, all right.
Number two, allow them to get dressed on their own. Automatic has been doing this since she was little. I used to pick her up in the weirdest clothes because he would let her pick out her clothes. Here's the next one. Let them learn to cook, which Ava Maddock is doing. Okay. She's a good cook.
Okay. Maybe her grades aren't that great, but she might be a CEO.
Her grades are good.
In defense of... But what about the parents who ain't got time to clean up the mess, though?
What do you mean? She better clean up her own damn mess. If I come home and there's a mess, she's going to clean it. Oh. I don't clean up after her. Another thing this writer did for her kids, allow them to get their own backpacks ready. Next one on her list, let them make plans for themselves for after-school activities. Stop being the parent that says, you have to go to soccer, you have to go to cheer, you have to go to baseball, you have to do this. You don't need to have your kids in 50 million after-school activities. And then finally, check their homework, but don't do it for them. But you want to check it to make sure they're doing it correctly.
Well, that's easy for the doctor to say.
I can't do geometry. I'm sorry.
I haven't been able to help Ava Maddox in sixth grade with homework.
Ava's in AP classes, and she passed me a long time ago.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the worst feelings in the world, and I know this because it's happened to me, is facing eviction.
Ooh.
And this woman, her name is Rory S. Woods. Cops pull up to her house and they're like, you gotta go. You haven't paid your rent. So she released her swarm of bees on them.
What the
fuck? No joke. Now I've heard of fighting the system, but a girl.
So, hey, hold on. You mean like actual bees? Like
she is a bee person. I don't know.
Are
what
you
are
sure
called?
She's not a Marvel character?
A beekeeper. She's a beekeeper. Yes, there Anthony. Go. There you go. So she had the hive right near, you know, the front door. And she shook it and threw it at them.
Hell
and the
yeah.
Bees attacked the cops. They were stung.
Who is she? Kevin McAllister from Home Alone? That's some movie stuff right there.
But Anthony, this is dangerous because one of these cops could have been allergic to bees. So she's facing time. No, she stood up before the judge and said, not guilty.
Take that.
How am I supposed to train these bees to run
that's
after
like
these
medieval,
cops?
That's like medieval type of defense cops. And stuff like that.
She thought that out.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she got to stay in her apartment another 3 days.
Thank you very much.
Well, from bees to black widows. I just found out that black widows are smart, like really, really smart. In a new experiment at the University of Wisconsin, the spiders showed off their ability to make complex calculations, like figuring out how big their prey is and how large to spin their web. It's not just measurements that they're good at, though. Researchers also found out that they got really good memories. So they can actually retrace their steps. So if they already went in and bit you once, they can go find you again and bite you again.
No. There's like every woman. I'll never forget anything. Don't you do something wrong. We're not just like black widows. We're like elephants. Never forget.
All right. Well, from the black widow's web to southern China, where a man won a lottery jackpot worth $29 million.
Wow.
And that's my favorite part. He said he has not told his wife or his children or sharing any of the winnings with them because he doesn't want to make them lazy.
Oh. Yep, that's the reason.
You think that he just wants to like tell his wife that he's just going to work for the next 15 years?
How does everybody else know and the wife not know?
Well, because when he picked up the check, he was in a costume.
Oh my gosh, what kind of costume would you wear, Anthony, to hide from people?
I don't know about that.
I'm showing up in stilts.
Why?
Because nobody can know how tall I am, how short I am, what I really look like.
But your money's long.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are Justin and Hailey Bieber expecting their first baby? This is big. Daily Dirt Time, the best gossip brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
I forgot a few last hours. So we have Anna Wintour, Colin Kaepernick, Nev celebrating his birthday. Ally May and Kendall Jenner celebrating a birthday today as well.
All right, so we want to say a big congratulations to Diddy.
Take that.
Kanye fell off the billionaire list, and Diddy's been added. What took him over the top? His new alcoholic beverage.
Deleon Tequila, owned by a black man.
and hecho en Mexico, because if it's not made in Mexico, it's not real tequila.
Take that. All right, now we'll talk
about Giselle and Tom Brady, officially divorced. And she just bought new digs in Miami Beach, 1,500 square feet, little over a million. Sounds like a lot for me because I have a million-dollar house. That's crazy. But for her, she's worth $400 million, twice as much as Tom Brady. What do you think? Why is she buying this little house?
I have no idea, because her and Tom Brady basically lived in a hotel, and the other kids are going to be living in the same room.
I think it's a subtle jab at Tom Brady.
You think, Anthony?
Yeah, kind of like biting your tongue at him. Like, I don't need all this and that. I want a smaller, more family time.
So I'm just going to go get a house on the beach in Miami.
For her, that's
a humble abode for her, yeah.
Most single moms got to go to a one-bedroom apartment. This is her studio apartment.
All right, now we'll talk about Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber having a baby. No, but they do have a new baby dog. And she's so cute. They dressed her as her pig for Halloween. And her name is Piggy Lou Bieber.
Oh.
She's a little baby Yorkie. I love it.
The Biebs needs to start popping out some babies, okay?
First of all, he can't have babies.
Oh, well, I mean, he needs to get his wife pregnant. I mean, he's at that point in his life. It's time.
No, he's not.
He's close to 30 at this point.
Otto, you know his mom and dad were teen parents, right? I have a feeling Justin Bieber's going to wait till he's 40 before he has a baby.
Gonna be the old dad at school.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
McDonald's has done it again. We have another Happy Meal coming, and I'm very, very excited. Food news right now inside Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Let me tell you something. This is an exciting hashtags. For the 38th week in a row, no one matched all the six numbers in the Powerball. We are up to $1.2 billion.
Yeah, we're going to split a ticket, yo.
I'm a billionaire.
I'm getting my own.
Oh, damn.
I'm your wife.
Okay.
Wow, bro.
Not even marriage.
That's cool.
We're talking billions.
That would have been more cool if you'd have said, like, I'm going to get my own, and yeah, I'm down with the team.
Yeah,
but
of
you're just going to hightail on us away, bro.
That's
what's up, dude.
I hit a billy. I don't know, guys.
I can't stand you right now. Luckily, we're married. You hit a billy. You're not going to get a billy. You get half a billy, okay?
Damn,
or the way you're talking.
Giselle feels.
I'm so hurt. All right, let's talk food news now. McDonald's Black Panther Happy Meal is here.
Oh.
And the little box is black and purple. You get your burger and nuggets, a drink, and some fries, of course, and one of 10 specialty Black Panther toys, which means
McDonald's is on to something. They're doing all these collectible toys now, and I mean, people love this.
This is such a big deal. They've really reinvented themselves. Remember when they were kind of hurting a few years ago?
They made themselves relevant again.
Exactly. It's easy to do.
I mean,
it's branding.
McDonald's is always relevant, but they in like popular culture.
What you're trying to say is they're just taking more of our money now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Of course, Black Panther hits theaters 11/11 this month, November 11th. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Sandwich Day.
Yeah, little Sammy. What's your favorite kind of sandwich?
Hot dog.
That's not a sandwich.
It's meat between two buns. It's a sandwich.
No,
I know you're doing this to be controversial.
You're doing this to be controversial.
Hot dog is a hot dog. It's not a sandwich.
All right, well, traditional sandwich and a peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
Okay, my favorite is an egg sandwich.
Oh. Dana made me an egg and avocado sandwich yesterday. So good.
That's all right. That's cool. What about you, Automatic?
I just like anything Dana makes me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana Cortez and her husband, DJ Automatic, went back and forth about where the toaster goes in their house when it's not being used. All right. So not everyone's at that point of their relationship yet. So if you're thinking about moving in with your ladies, homies, we have a few pieces of advice for you before you move in with that chick. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And you may be thinking, all right, what do two guys know about living with women when we're not women?
I live with all women. I know a lot about living with women.
You live with them? I've lived with a girlfriend or two. So I've gone through that. I mean, it didn't last long. All right.
So you have all the things not to do.
That's okay. I guess that's one. Deeper dive into it. I do have all those things. But what I can tell you off top, my dude, if you're going to move in with your chick, one thing you got to quickly establish is you got to find some alone time right away from the rip. Like, establish your hobbies to let her know.
That was my main thing. find a hobby.
Find-
because if you're going to live in a one bedroom or a studio with somebody and you have to stare at each other all the time.
Oh my God.
I don't care how much you love her. It gets old.
She's going to get tired of you too, though. So this goes both ways. Like, find some alone time. Find something that you can do by yourself. Automatic, do you have a piece of advice for somebody?
Your space is not equal.
Oh, break that down, my guy.
Bathroom space, kitchen space. It all goes to her. Just know that that argument is one that you will never win.
Okay.
So if you have a one bedroom and you have one sink, and that sink is hers, so you got to find a little bag that you keep in the corner, away from everything. That's why. I still live out of a travel bag.
That's my next piece of advice is that, you know, if she's not Amber Rose or she doesn't have a bald head, get used to having hair everywhere.
Oh, God.
And you're going to have to
clean the drain.
I was never a plumber. I never was a plumber. I moved in with a woman for 60 days, and I had to clean so many shower pipes or drains or whatever the hell you call them, dude. I don't even get it. Is it snaky? Are you using the snakes? I never use a snake for anything, dude, at all, bro.
Women should learn how to do that because that's not our job. I don't have all that hair.
If you want me snaking your hair, you better make me a house husband.
Thank you.
All right? Let us know if you have any. Oh, what's
up? I got one more.
One more automatic.
The most important one.
What's the most important thing about living with a woman?
And you do this before you move in with her. Check her credit.
Oh, whoa.
Because I'm telling you, your bills are her bills now. And if she don't pay her bills, guess what? That's your problem now.
Hey, you're making it hot out here for some of us. All right, let's not start doing that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.